from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Odyssey Station.
Tevin, the cadence issues that you guys were having with Caleb back in June, I guess, May, June.
Oh, it's all ironed out.
I was going to ask if you felt like that's solved.
Yeah, it's ironed out right now. We're doing really good on it, and hopefully we keep on continuing growing off that.
So do you believe Tevin Jenkins?
To a certain extent. I've found him to be one of the truth tellers.
I feel like he is also one of the guys who will say the right things, too. And I'm not saying that he'll say the right things at the cost of integrity, just that he will say the right things. And, like, he's the dude who helped his quarterback up off the ground, and he's that kind of person.
I think when you look at the issue of Caleb and his cadence and Kalen Kaler, when you look at that, look to what other offensive players and the head coach have said. Clearly, it was a thing. And yesterday, we kind of went through the idea of it on a spectrum where 0 is a complete disaster and 10 is Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes.
Where it's a weapon.
Where you're turning it into a weapon.
Where your ability to call it, you're so good at stringing your words and reading a defense, using your, as you're talking, you're seeing everything, and you can go green 19 hot, and catch somebody where they don't want to be.
So if that's our spectrum, then Caleb's probably at, it would be fair to believe that he's probably at a 3 or a 4, because he hasn't played any games.
That might be actually generous.
Yeah.
I think he's in a 3 or a 4.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing that, but there was clearly movement in the right direction from what the people there said. Maybe Tevin Jenkins was a little over the top saying, oh, you know, everything's fine. There's no issue anymore. But what if we heard it from the perspective of someone who has to, I don't know, pay attention to his snap count because you're trying to get to him? Andrew Billings had some thoughts on how Caleb's doing with his cadence.
Sharper. It's sharper. It's more precise. We've been giving him that move call and messing up his offensive line, and he's taking notice of that. So now, you know, he's calling more hard counts and all that. So that's really helped us out there, and I think it's going to show in the game as well.
Is there an art to doing that in a game setting?
Yeah, I'm not.
Are you in trouble?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. For the public.
He's basically saying, I'm not going to tell you how to beat me.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how to get me to jump offsides.
I would love to know, like, what he says when he's right in front of the center. Like, I would be talking constantly. Like, I would not shut up.
It'd be like John Randall.
Yeah, I would be. If I was the nose guard, I would never shut up.
Well, John Randall used to go into the media guides, and he would get everybody's wife's name and names of their kids and find all the personal information he could, and he never stopped. I've heard it at field level, and I've seen offensive players look at him like, come on, man.
That's not right.
You're like, are you serious? And it just became a thing because he was such a maniac. And they, like, back then, like, you wouldn't believe it. This guy's crazy.
It's the scene from the movie The Program. Wait, Dan, have you seen The Program?
I don't think so.
Studs, have you seen The Program?
Negative.
Layla? Ray?
I have not.
I'm on an island of being the only one on this show that's seen the program.
Can you tell us
tell
about
us
it?
About it.
It's basically a movie that's based on Florida State. And they're called ESU, but their star player he's Alvin Mack, right? Because
that's Shelvin Mack.
Or right? Because I think it's Alvin Mack is that character, and then the other Mack character in Draft Day is Sheldon Mack. Anyway, that's not important. But that character would come up to the line and he'd be like, "Hey, you used to date my sister. Hey, you got my mom hooked on drugs." And the guy on the other side of the line would be like, "I don't even know your family. Like, what are we doing right now? I can't believe you guys have never seen the program."
And then he's like, "Look over there." Whoop.
And then he'd just rough you up. That scene of him in the video room is excellent, too, where they show him and they ask him to name out what he's supposed to. I am flabbergasted that you guys have never seen the program. Omar Epps is in it, or Mike Tomlin. Because at the time, I believe Mike Tomlin
at the same time.
Well, that Mike Tomlin was playing football back then. So it could have been Mike Tomlin and not Omar. Halle Berry's in it.
Or James Caan.
Yeah, he's the coach.
Yeah, it's just the time commitment to movies.
James Caan, Halle Berry, Omar Epps.
Maybe on a plane.
That's all I've heard of. Oh, Joey Lauren Adams.
Plane would do.
And Latimer, you know the character Latimer, right?
No.
Studs? No? No help there? Seat at the table?
I've never seen the movie. Why would I know the character?
Because that character has been on social media a lot. Like, he clearly did some things to get himself from the scout team to the first team. And he's seat at the table. And then he goes out there and he headbutts a window at a car and sets off the alarm because he's on that junk.
Rotten Tomatoes reports that 43% of the 21 reviewers gave the film a positive review.
You're damn right they did.
James Berendelli
what's
said,
the audience score?
Said, prepare to be inundated.
Who cares about the reviews? What's the audience score?
The average rating is 5.1 out of 10. But it says, prepare to be inundated by a load of feeble, unimaginative material that's almost impossible to take seriously.
Is that true?
I would say now, looking back on it 30 years ago, a lot of the stuff that they had in there, pretty accurate.
Also, let's face it, sometimes critically judged movies don't always translate to the real people.
Especially football movies. It's like Varsity Blues in that some of it is over the top, but it doesn't, it's not, I think Varsity Blues that there is at least a wink.
I don't know that anybody was going to watch Varsity Blues for its potential Oscar nominations.
And of course, the connection being Scott Caan is in Varsity Blues.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't want your laugh.
Your laugh.
So the program got banned. Before most people got to see it, don't lay in the street people.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
One of the hazing things in the movie is the freshman having to lay on the highway. And it was like a whole thing, and it got banned.
Okay, because people were imitating it.
No, I'm with you. It's an archetype. Like, people use it to compare things. I just hadn't seen it.
Man, Studs, after you see this movie, you're going to be like, why didn't someone tell me about this movie earlier? It's a perfect football movie. Their quarterback has to go to rehab.
Oh, I've heard about it. Plenty of people told me about it.
His name is Joe Kane. I think Christy Swanson is in it too before she went crazy. K-A-N-E, not C-A-I-N.
Okay.
Joe Kane.
I did want to impugn the great Joe Kane.
Because Joe Kane used to be a linebacker here, and he actually also used to be a linebacker here.
And a score host.
That's what I mean. He did shows.
The famous Joe Kane overnight show.
Where he was begging people to call.
Do we have that audio somewhere?
Oh, I heard about this.
I need a phone call. Somebody call the number, please.
Yeah, it was a rough day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What happened to Matt Rhule?
Is he okay?
I think that the pressure of being the Nebraska Cornhuskers coach in year two, this is usually when Matt Rhule's teams get it right, though. Usually the second season under Matt Rhule is when they take a jump. He's another one of those program builders.
Did Jervon Dexter give him his leftover honey buns?
Wow, I don't know if we had to have to.
I'm just curious.
Treat that man like that.
The lighting has not been kind to these coaches.
That's what it is.
No. Listen here.
That's what do happened to Bielema.
No, do you know? Well, Bielema was just poor framing. Like what? Bielema was like a percent of the frame in Big Ten media days yesterday. I was like, why did you guys surround Brett Bielema by all of the eyes in the Illinois backdrop? Like, why was that necessary? Zoom in. Matt Rhule just looks like his hair's fluorescent because of the lighting.
I just want to, you know who he also looks like? I don't know if we've ever done this.
Hmm.
He looks like souped up Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, a little bit.
So Temple, I was in Philly. So I would talk to him like for work every now and then. I would do interviews with Matt Rhule.
Yeah, he's got a little Patton Oswalt in him.
I can see that. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. We need to have Pat's got something going on. He's got a new game show or something. We should get him back on.
Yeah, he does. It's like this. It's like genius trivia or something like that.
He was also one of the first people to have a French bulldog. You know, they got real popular, but I feel like he was a trendsetter in that.
Yeah.
You know, and real quick, since we mentioned Brett Bielema, video game Brett Bielema, I want to give him a shout out because in my Road to the Glory game on the new NCAA game last night, playing Georgia, we're down 14 in the fourth quarter.
You
we
played
scored.
As the Illini?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
You didn't, hold on. No. We don't get to go any further in this conversation without there being some sort of admittance here. You mean what? That Mr. Leatherneck himself.
Western's not in the game.
You didn't take the time to build Western?
No, their football program's a disgrace right now. I don't want to bother
yeah,
with
them. Yeah, but why can't you build it in its idealized
image? Until they
image.
Win a game in real life, they're not being blessed with me, all right? That's like, what
wow.
I say.
Like I'm gonna... He's withholding donations from the university. That the pocketbook is zipped
yeah,
shut.
Yeah, win a damn game. Win a damn game, and then I'll consider taking the 2 hours to make your bleepy program.
He needs his Kamala there at Western to get things going.
Wait, has anybody checked on Cali's shady NIL team yet?
So, yes. Goff talked a little bit about it on the Full Go podcast, that apparently, at least from Sunday, Cali didn't even have the game yet, which is shocking because he does video game reviews, so you would think he would have it.
He was very excited.
I had to jump out of the NBC Sports Chicago League.
Oh, I heard Why? That the deadline discussion got really ridiculous, and like certain people wanted everybody to have their team set within a certain amount of time.
People didn't even have systems.
Yeah,
I was at SEC Media Days, Dan.
I was hearing about that.
And my watch just kept going off. And I'm like, what is going on? And it was just the thread of all of the people in the NBC Sports Chicago League talking about league rules and draft order.
Like work.
And that's what I said.
The
I was like,
the person who wanted the league's draft done quickly order. Is the funniest part.
Yeah, you get to draft a team and you're going to play as that team.
In the college football game?
Yeah.
Or are they doing are they talking about a Madden draft?
No, it was for college football, but we had to draft teams for it.
You got to pick up the team as is. Oh, you're talking about like draft which school
you're going to play with Alabama, which is what I could have drafted at number 5 if I would have stayed in it. But I was like, you guys talk too much. And this is too much. This is work.
But the person who wanted the league done the fastest, it was kind of surprising.
No, it's not when you hear the stories.
Then there was an implication that they, you know, that person's directives usually are followed.
Yeah, all I'll say is that the person who was spending the most time inside the chat is the person with the most responsibility, maybe in Chicago when it comes to broadcasting.
And that was my favorite part.
And I'm like, wow, this is way too much. And then, so when I walked in and told the guys, I was not going to be in the league. They were like, yeah, we get it. We totally get it. It's way too much. We've had to mute the conversations too. I'm like, that's not a fun league if you got to mute the conversations for it. It's maybe like, just don't do it every 20 seconds.
Tearing you guys apart.
Me and my buddies are going to do a dynasty league in the Mountain West. And it was very, everyone already knew what school they wanted. It worked
Let's
out really well.
Get weird.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be CSU. We're running the air raid.
At some point I'm going to create DePaul football. At some point I'll do that, but for right now I'll roll with Bama. But my whole thing is, I can just give me your gamer tags and then we can just play occasionally. We don't have to make it a thing. And they were making it a thing.
I was like, wait, who wants this league done the fastest?
Yeah.
So to bring this back around to what I was trying to get to, video game Brett Bielema, we were down 14 and we scored. What's he do? He calls for the two-point conversion. We got it, and we won by a point because of it. It was outstanding. I never thought that would happen without me calling for it. The CPU, Brett Bielema, called for the two-point conversion when we were down 14.
I could see that.
Does this now change your view of real-life Brett Bielema?
No.
And the Illini football program?
He's the same to me.
I still can't believe he crushed it.
I think higher of video game Brett Bielema, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.